You're listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Last time. We're just going to keep hitting them. We're just going to keep hitting them. Sleep Time's Over is back. We're at night. Jaylene is here.
Hello.
The air horn works. Jaylene, how you been? We took a week off since last time. We're going to start this episode without even talking about what this episode is even going to be called. So I'm going to say to you right now, live, recorded, what do you think this episode should be called? Now, last time it was Living My Best Life, which went over so well.
Oh.
Any ideas this week? Okay, so what we're going to do then, we're going to think this out, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this past week, we had a lot of spit going on, right?
Yes.
Why are you thinking these things? No, we had a lot of spit because in the NBA, we're going to talk about that in the coming minutes. We also had you returning from the Drake concert.
Yes.
Okay. To pass the time before I can think of a title, how did Drake go?
Oh, it was amazing.
When did you, what night of the, was this a Saturday night?
Yeah, I went the second night, so I didn't get the Chris Brown, Tyga, Lil Wayne, the whole thing.
Did LeBron come out and like wave?
Yes, that was the one that I went to, and actually I was sitting, not on the floor, but like one level up, so I was like, I could see when he was coming in before he came on the stage, like he was, we were like right next to where they can come out, so I saw, I saw Beyonce, I saw Jay-Z, I saw LeBron, Rondo, Lou Will, Lonzo Ball.
Huh.
I saw a bunch of them because they're like right
cavalcade
there.
Cavalcade. Okay. Yeah. So, wow. And so then what the, what's your review? What's your take on this Drake concert right off the bat? What, how many mics do you give the Drake concert?
I would say 5 mics.
Wow.
Honestly.
Wow.
Yeah. Just because I don't think, well, because me, I'm a Drake fan, so I know, but I heard people around me, they were just saying like, wow, like basically like they didn't realize like how many hits he had. Like he wasn't just doing stuff
like
Scorpion,
hits.
But like even back from like Take Care and just his other different albums, you just realize like, wow, like this dude's been on the radio, and you know, he said it in his
He's a lovable guy. He's a funny guy.
He really is.
He's I never met him personally. I wouldn't, you know, confirm, but you know, you did the did you do Best I Ever Had? Did you do that song?
No.
That song sucks. Yeah. You can,
I mean, that
can
was
you say honestly?
Off. Yeah.
Okay.
If I don't know why that was the one that launched off like his, I think the girls really liked the sweatpants, hair tied.
Well, the video, right? Well, it wasn't that like a kind of a Degrassi High kind of take off, like he's in high school or something.
I think
this
so.
Video?
If I'm remembering the video,
he's like in the school gymnasium or something.
Are you talking about the newer one that's coming out? That came out.
The one that they had the Degrassi High in that reunion.
Yeah.
No, I would have sworn the first. we got guests here. We're gonna have a qualify. Do you remember this one? Qualifies here, everyone. The video Best I Ever Had. Do you remember?
Kanye directed.
Okay.
And,
there we go. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that.
Yes, yes, okay. That wasn't a high school situation.
Yeah,
that was, okay.
I think you saw, like, the gym, and then you thought, like, high school. I think
happened. All right. See, fair enough.
No, but it was a great show. Like, the production was awesome, too.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Travis Scott came out.
There we go.
Yeah, Travis
Houston's
Scott.
Own.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah.
He is. He's from Houston. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So he came out, and then after he came out, LeBron came out, too, for Sickle Mode. And that was... like the energy and
stuff. That was it. Everybody just got
insane.
Lit.
Yeah. Lit.
Everyone's lit. Just literally everyone is lit. So this, how much was this concert? This is like, you got bang for the buck on this thing.
Yeah, I paid like $300 for the tickets. It wasn't too bad, especially considering right where we were.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Very much worth it. Unreal. How long did he perform, Drake?
I want to say about 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, and then Migos, because it's a Drake and Migos tour. I think he's the highlight, but Migos opened up for him, but they also did like one or two in the middle too, so they did like a couple songs.
Also, Migos came back out while Drake went to pee or something.
Then, yeah, so.
Okay. All right. Very good. How did Migos do?
I think as well as Migos can do.
And how is that?
I mean, I think because a lot of people know their songs, it was okay, but... I mean, you really can't do too much to it.
Well, what do they basically do? Is it like really like Remedial English Wu-Tang Clan? I mean, they're just walking around confused, and then they're just looking at each other.
Everything sounds the same. And
looking
you know
down.
How I feel about newer music.
Well, right. But you do listen to a lot of new music.
I do, but so I always find myself going back to the older stuff. So
okay,
if that says anything.
All right,
I just lost this element of like.
So Wu-Tang over Migos.
Oh yeah.
Did you see it a couple days ago? Wu-Tang was on Jimmy Kimmel. Did you see this?
I did not.
They performed live on Jimmy Kimmel.
Really? How
he was
that?
In Brooklyn, I think.
Oh okay.
It was the saddest thing ever.
Why was it sad?
No one in the crowd had a clue what was going on. It was the saddest thing. I mean, granted, it's like Jimmy Kimmel fan, so it's like guys in Brooklyn, so it's like, you know, hipsters are like, you know, tight jeans and, you know, a lot of flannel. But
I want to say that I'm surprised, but I'm kind of not.
It was all like, it was all these Holly guys that just look confused, like with beards. You know, you think they would be down with it, but everyone looked confused. Like, you know, if you got the right people in there, everybody would be just going nuts.
Yeah.
Right? And Old Dirty Bastard's son came out.
Really?
Looking like with the hair, and
wow.
He did a phenomenal
nobody
job.
Did anything.
No one had a clue what
that's
was going
sad.
On. They were, who knows what they were going to do. Yeah, Brooklyn's changed. There's gone are the days of Das FX. Throw that out there just randomly. Yeah. Do you know Das FX? We'll talk about that later, but Brooklyn has changed, okay? Brooklyn has changed to the days of J. Rue the Damager. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got that. There we go.
Yes. Oh.
But it was a sad thing. So Migos, Drake, anything else happened on this trip?
No,
any
not
other
really.
Kind of drama with the women, the girls?
Not with girls, but
really,
LA
the bitches.
Dudes, no,
okay.
Yeah. LA dudes are a little out there.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
All right.
There we go.
How are the LA men treating you? What did they say to you?
Well, and one of them asked if they could, if I would allow them the pleasure of sucking my braces off of my teeth. So that was one thing.
Wait. All right.
Bro, I don't.
Wait a minute.
I kid you not. Right. I can't make this up. Like.
No. No, everyone's got to speak up on this. What?
Yeah, no.
How he said this with a straight face.
Yes.
All right.
I was at like this club in downtown LA, not too far from like Staples, and I think this place is called like Blue Jay or something like that. And I was just like, I was vibing to the music, whatever, laughing with who I was with. And this guy, he comes up to me. He's like, "Will you allow me the pleasure of sucking the braces off your teeth?" And I'm just like,
"No."
That's a starter.
Just cold. Like,
wow.
I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And he's like, "Yo."
Wow.
Yeah.
Suck your braces off.
Yes.
And then what do you tell me? It's not Invisalign. Wow, so what did you do? Did you just walk away?
I try to be a nice person, but I couldn't help but laugh in his face. Like,
oh, okay, good. good like, retort.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
That was pretty wild. Another okay. one, he came up to me and he was like, I saw you for like 5 minutes ago and I just gotta say, like, that's when I knew I fell in love. Like, I know we're soulmates. And he's like, "How do you feel about that?" I was like, "I'm sorry, my dude. Like, I don't feel that." And he's like, "That's okay, because love is a process."
Like the Sixers. Okay. Wow, these are like so like 2000.
Yeah, I was like, where
one?
Am I right now?
Okay, this is all right. Wow, you just what kind of type do you usually see? Is it all varied or is it just one kind of type of guy?
What do you mean that I see?
You know,
that?
like in when you're here in Hawaii.
Oh.
And you're getting lit
mm-hmm.
on Oahu, right? You're going to a place that, you know, everyone loves, all the girls love, the manifest, right? All you guys are there.
Yeah.
All the women are there.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the number one in the percentage of guys there? It's the military guys.
Yeah.
So is it that kind of guy that's coming in? It's either like some like 6'5" guy, way towering over you, crew cut, bald. Or is it like, you know, one of those kind of guys like Lenny Kravitz or something? Like, you know, those kind of guys, like, you know, maybe it's a hipster guy.
You know,
maybe it's like a Holly guy with a beard. What is the LA? Is it the same? Do you see this any differences in the type of guy coming up to you?
Actually, I just get a lot more variety over there. Like here, like
oh well,
yeah,
yeah.
Here it's mostly like military dudes or black dudes. If we're just being honest, like because I feel like the guys here, just in general, they kind of hold up the walls, and if they like you, then they'll just like stare at you from across the room and.
And
then, like, message you, like, later when you get home, like, "Oh, is that you?" or something like that. Like, that kind.
Yeah.
But, no, like, wonderful. In L.A., like, it's white dudes, Asian dudes, black
right.
dudes. Doesn't matter. And
right.
They're a lot more forward.
Right, right.
So.
People are more timid here. People are more shy here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of them. It's strange. Yeah.
Really
Very bizarre. And then, so less of the whole, they're gonna just DM you. They're just gonna come right up. Mm-hmm. Oh well, it's good. Good for them. You know what that is? It's confidence. Not good confidence, right, but it's good confidence. Like, it's confidence, though.
Whoever gave them that confidence, you gotta bite them. But
right, well,
I applaud you.
So speaking of confidence, there was something that took place that we're gonna kind of talk two-parter, because I'm gonna bring in for later. I'm bringing Qualify, who's gonna chime in on this one. Something happened on Saturday. A basketball game is what the kids call it, between the Lakers of Los Angeles and the Rockets of Houston. Did you watch this game?
I caught the end of it.
Okay.
Just because I had clinicals, so I caught the
end of it. Oh, that's right. Yes, you had school. So did you catch the thrilling conclusion?
I did.
To this game. All right. Thoughts that went through your head as, in case anyone doesn't know, out there, Jaylene is a Lakers fan. God help us all. What was your thoughts on that whole thing going down, watching that live?
First of all, I didn't know Brandon Ingram had it in him like that. Like, he always looked like he about to go to sleep. So, like, when he was...
He awoke. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So
he awoke. He put on some poundage, but, you know,
well,
he awoke.
He's tired of Harden flopping all the time. Like, and honestly, like, Harden is such a good basketball player. He doesn't need to be doing that. But I bet, like, Ingram was, like, tired of that. So he's just like, let's go. And then Rondo was like, yo, I'm going to hop in this because I already have beef with CP3, so.
And you see, then, Jaylene, if I can stop you there for a second. let's two-part answer this one, okay? When you say that Harden flops, and he's known for that, and he's known for putting on this act, getting the foul, what have you, okay?
Very dramatically, I might add.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because he's the only NBA player in the league that does this. No, because everybody else is clean. Everybody's good.
I didn't say he was, no.
Right.
I mean, so, LeBron.
What this guy... We'll get to him. What this guy does is he manipulates both the player and the ref. Because he plays mind games with these guys in a physical form. Where he'll throw out the three-point shot, but then he knows the guy's arm is going to go in right and try and check him. So he's going to go in. He's done the shot. He's going to put his arm so it... It's all playing mind games to manipulate what's going on. If the ref is over here onto his left, he's going to make sure the thing is on the right. So it's all in the mind. It's a strategy that obviously works, and he's playing off of the circumstance. There is nothing that you can look at where he's doing something that is illegal.
Yeah,
that's the situation with Harden, and he's playing off of it. Does it work all the time? Of course not. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other things that are wrong with Harden.
Yes.
But as far as that goes, I think that's a whole bum rap. Pretty much like how the whole defense thing through the years of people just always saying it without even watching a game. They think of him as that. Part two, Brandon Ingram is 22?
Something like that.
22.
Yes.
So we're going to justify this guy at 22 years of age. Going to run around and just be that angry and just get that frustrated that quick. He's just showing out and being this young guy.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't condone that.
And then jumping back into the fracas.
Yeah, like he got taken away, and then like he saw whatever happened, and he went let's go. And just threw a punch.
Right, and he's just showing his anger.
Yeah.
Bottom line, and it's not controllable anger. And then the one thing I want to just for the record is all the people that get mad or make fun of the players that didn't jump in. There's a thing called suspension.
Yeah.
I have to back up Lonzo Ball on this one. Because Lonzo Ball, okay, if you watch the video, Lonzo's just kind of strutting
in. He
was like that last season. Yeah. Harden's over there and they're all making fun of Harden. How come he didn't get in? How come he's not jumping in? Everybody, this guy got to jump in. You are avoiding suspension here.
Yeah.
Because the league will just go after everybody no matter what.
Exactly.
Right? It was great that LeBron went and hugged Paul and put Paul away.
He took a freaking lap around.
Rondo.
No, like he took a lap teammate. Around. Like he literally walked around like... Which I don't think was, like, the best look. Like, he has this really young team. He's supposed to be, like inspiring this, like, brotherhood. And, like, those are your teammates. Those are your brothers. Which is fine. Like, he took, like, CP3 away. But, like, fine. Good. Do that. And then check on your teammates. But, like, he did, like, a victory lap around with CP3.
He just wants to make Space Jam 2. That's all he wants. That's all he's there for. He wants to make Space Jam 2. Hire Blake Griffin. I think Blake Griffin will be cast as the lead.
Really?
I just have a feeling. I think he's good for TV. He's going to be good. He's one of those light-skinned guys. You know, you got to put them in the draw. You got to draw in the Hollies. You can't have that kind. You got to marketing. Mm-hmm. But
well, he's already been on a couple of commercials, and he's got that.
Right, and he's awful. But
yeah.
I think they're going to use him to make a bad movie. You need a bad actor.
Yeah.
And No one cares about Space Jam 2 except LeBron. So I don't know. He can go and do whatever he wants to do. So that's fine. It was just great that he went and he hugged and, well, pulled away Chris Paul, their buddies. No one really likes Rondo. I mean, really, quite frankly, Paul Pierce is lying. So that was on Saturday. We'll go into more of that. Both teams got problems. Both teams are coming into the league with the season with some issues.
Yeah.
And that was a spit. I'll just put that out there. The footage is there. The league, they said finally, it was a spit.
This mouth is very entertaining to watch, honestly.
Oh, of course. Like, of course. Entertaining.
You got like the eye gouge, and then you got the left tuck in
uppercuts,
there.
And you, you got Travis Scott jumping up and down.
And then Nipsey Hussle in the back, pulling up his pants ready to go.
You got all this kind of stuff. I think Harden got into it with Anthony Kiedis. Oh, they had to escort Anthony Kiedis out.
Oh.
Because he was starting trouble with either Harden or Paul. That's that's LA. That's Hollywood. What's Nicholson doing in this game? What was he? He was on the other side. Jack Nicholson's not looking too good, too. You see Jack Nicholson in this game? He's not looking, he's looking pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So I would not jump in about Jack, but entertaining. That was on Saturday.
Yes.
When, after you got back, anything happened to you this past weekend?
No.
What was going on? Nothing. You did nothing. Really?
Yeah.
You stayed home.
I stayed home.
You didn't
home.
Go to Manifest?
No, not this week.
None of the
Halloween's coming up. Gotta save it for that.
Oh. Great segue. What are you going to be doing for Halloween?
Considered going to Chinatown.
Okay.
For that whole block thing.
Oh, there you go. Manifest. No. What's going to happen in Chinatown?
I think if they do the same thing that they did last year, like they close off like that whole block area, and then they just have like there's a pass where you can get into all the bars for free or whatever.
Of course.
But
yeah.
So there's that, but okay. I don't know. What about you? Do you do the whole dress up thing? Halloween, no.
You see, Jaylene, first of all, I don't have time to be going out there and, you know, looking for a costume every year to hang out in Waikiki. It's only two places that are going to be lit on Halloween. It'll be Waikiki, it'll be downtown, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got to go figure out what you're going to do. What am I going to be? Am I going to be a wrestler? Am I going to be Razor Ramon? You don't know who that is.
Are you going to be? Am I going to be like you are every year? I remember the
correct
like, what, 3 or 4 years.
And this is thing. And this is a joke that I've used well on 15 years now, and I'm gonna say that I am a serial killer because they look like everyone else.
Very clever.
Save money. That's it. Or I could be a sexy serial killer.
Oh.
Right, because that's what all everybody else does, right? It's either sexy something.
Are you not sexy the whole year round?
Well, that's goes without saying. But I'm not gonna go out. I'm not gonna do anything. So then I throw the question back at you. What are you going to do? What are you going to dress up as for Halloween?
I'm going to be Esmeralda this year.
Esmeralda?
Yes, from Hunchback. Inspired by my own hair.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really want to do too much to it, so I was like, you know, what character has hair like this?
All right. And not Rapunzel.
No, not Rapunzel. Okay. Definitely not.
All right. Good.
The past 2 years, I've been wearing a little bit more bodysuit-ish things, and I was like, let's take a break from that, and let's wear more flowy.
Wait, where were you last year? You was like some Marvel guy?
I was Elektra.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So that was...
Did anybody get the fact that you were Elektra last year?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Surprisingly.
You had some nerds walking around and they got excited and...
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Take a picture of that. So then, this year, are you gonna dress up as sexy Esmeralda? Or are you just gonna dress up as Esmeralda? Because you know, you're supposed to be sexy something for Halloween.
A tasteful...
Oh, really?
Sensual. Oh. Esmeralda, I would say, but not
sensual.
Yes.
No
that
one.
That one goes sexy.
No one knows what sensual means in 2018. It's all about sex. So yeah, okay, go for it. I've never seen Hunchback of Notre Dame, as you know.
Yes, you don't do Disney.
I don't do Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just doesn't work. But I heard that's a weird one, though. Isn't there like some scenes where like there's some weird kind of stuff going on? Like I don't know if it's sexual, but like the guy has like weird like fantasies about the main character or something. Is that a thing? Disney all has some weird stuff.
They always do, right? Especially like when they come back with it like years after. Like my childhood has been a little bit tarnished and some of the stuff
really?
Has come up. Yeah, because they have these things. I don't know if you've seen it like on Facebook or whatever, but they're like, oh, like hidden meanings or like hidden sexual
right.
jokes in
there. Right. Right.
All
right.
Like,
right.
Just ruined my life.
It's all well. You're still living your best life. But No, nobody got that, but that was bad. So there was something with Lion King, like the guy, when the lion, hit the mountain and the dust flies up and it said sex.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that,
stuff like
right?
That, yeah.
Bunch of wackos. Okay, whatever. Okay, so Halloween coming up. You didn't do anything on the weekend. Nope. None of the bitches called you up to go out. Okay, it's fine. Filipino women? No.
Nope.
No. Okay, so there was one thing, though, that happened to myself. I was at Nobu.
Okay.
This past Friday. Nobu Honolulu. You've been there?
Yes, I've seen you do your thing.
Right, I do the what the kids call the disc jockey thing. And as you know, Nobu, you walk in there, you just throw $200 on the ground. Just throw the money on the ground.
Yes.
It's automatic. But it was the best crowd I have to say, I DJ'd for in a long, long time.
Really?
People actually knew what was going on.
That's
it was
refreshing,
amazing.
Because the last couple times I went to go see you, I felt like I was one of the few that
right.
knew what was going on.
Right. And we've gone to many a hip-hop event and no one knows what's going on.
So
it was very bizarre. I had a request for Groove Theory.
Oh, wow.
I had a request for a Tribe Called Quest. Who are they? I mean, it was bizarre. It was just so bizarre. I was mm-hmm. like, I mean, it's an older crowd there.
Okay, right? Yeah.
But very strange. It was crowded and people knew who D'Angelo was. Go figure.
Very surprising.
I was blown away.
Are they tourists or people from here?
No.
People from here.
There is a dental conference in town. So I don't know how much the dentists are into the rap music, but there were a lot of people there. It was a good time. Had looked like there were some local people there, but
good,
for the
good.
Most part. And then finally, before we get out of this one, I saw the movie Unfriended. Did you ever see it? The sequel. Unfriended, The Dark Web. Did you ever see this?
No. Do tell.
It's about basically the whole movie takes place on a Mac computer and okay. the mouse is going. And it's a bunch of guys like playing a game on Skype, which I didn't think people did on 2018. Like guys, do people still group chat? They're all doing it. And they're playing like some game. And a guy steals someone's laptop from a diner. Mm-hmm. And he turns that laptop on, and the entire movie's done with that laptop. And the guy that owns the laptop found him, hacked back into his laptop, and says, "Hey, I want my laptop."
Mm-hmm.
And it started out like that. And while he's dealing with this guy, he opens up these files. He's got all these files of all like these kind of snuff films of like a hidden camera of like all these different people.
Oh.
And it's very bizarre. So like, guy bashes him back. He wants the laptop. back and forth, give me the laptop or your girlfriend dies.
Oh,
and serious. Then the Illuminati gets involved, and then
wow,
P. Diddy gets involved.
P. Diddy.
Jimmy Iovine gets involved. No one knows who that is. Director of Interscope Records. Dr. Dre gets involved. So it's the Illuminati, the dark web. He's got to go into this thing, and then at the
wait,
end.
Wait, this is in theaters?
This came out already. It's in rental.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't hear any promo.
The sequel to Unfriended.
Gotcha.
You see the first one?
I did not.
Okay. So, I gave it 3 mics.
3 mics.
It was clever.
Original for once?
It was original.
You know, we don't have that very often.
You don't have much of that, right? So, the cast was very annoying. Like, you wanted them dead. So, like, when they died, whatever.
Good.
And pretty, like, you don't see a lot of things coming. So, a lot of swerves.
What kind of movie is it? Like, a thriller or?
It's a horror movie.
Oh,
but
okay.
There's not really, well, I take that back. There's some gore in there. But it's more like it's realistic. It's like, I guess if you were to go like if Blair Witch Project evolved onto the computer,
okay.
Where it could actually happen. Like people, like Blair Witch Project, you could actually get lost in the forest.
Yeah.
And you know, you could actually die in the forest being lost. I mean, not by a witch, but
yeah.
It could happen. So with that, the Illuminati could come hack your computer. Everybody can get hacked. He's on Facebook. He's hacking the Facebook. He's hacking everything. It could happen. He's got manipulating the camera on the laptop, so always, everyone, put masking tape on your cameras on laptop. You never know. Do you do that?
I do.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Very good. Illuminati's watching.
Yeah.
Jimmy Iovine. He's probably going to listen to this. He's probably going to kill me tonight.
Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of this kid called Brother Nature?
Brother Nature.
Yes.
Clever. Yeah, no, I have not.
No, you haven't. Yeah. So basically, I don't know if he's big on Twitter, but like he's this Hispanic dude. Like he goes around and like he's chilling with the animals. It started off with like these deer. I don't know where he lives, but like
okay.
He names them. But like he has this like really insane like connection with animals, like kind of like Steve Irwin kind of thing or whatever.
Okay.
So like he's been garnering attention and stuff like that. But then recently, as it seems most people do when someone starts to blow up and make a name for themselves, they dug up his old tweets.
Oh, okay.
From like when he was like 12, and
oh, here we go.
You know how stupid most of us are when we are 12.
All right. Yep. What did he put? What are you saying there?
Like, he was saying some like racist stuff and just kind of. But I mean, I wouldn't. No, I don't. I don't think I. But like, you know, there's a level of ignorance that we all kind of have. Like, we just say stuff when we're young, and we really don't know the weight that it carries. And it's like people are crucifying him for this from when he was like 12.
Right.
And like, he's what, 20 now? Like, there's a lot of growth that happens there, and it's just like, I just find it crazy. Like, that first that people would take the time. Like, people are this upset about someone being successful that they take the time to look back into someone's history and pull up these tweets and then, like, not try to acknowledge that someone could grow from there. And I just think it's kind of, it sounds almost like a mental thing.
The word is hater. Kind
of, I think that's what we're going for.
Right. That's the norm. That's going to be the norm from here all the way out. Because go down the line with everything. Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. All these girls, these Instagram models, DM me for bookings at Gmail. All these girls twerking away. All these girls with tattoos and everything twerking away. Men doing a lot of dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to get old. They're going to get married and possibly have grandkids. Mm-hmm. Grandkids will find mom butt naked in some car in Jamaica. So I don't, everybody has to figure this out. What are they doing with themselves and think about what's the big picture? Mm-hmm. And for all the people that are going back to all this stuff, hopefully within that future time, people will be less and less of going back, because everybody would have had a past. Everybody would have had some ridiculous rubbish that if we can, I mean, there's still going to be haters, but for the most part, we'll be like, we know that that was not you. And we know this because of our generation being the way it is.
Yes.
You know. For like myself, not growing up in that situation, but then seeing like I'm going to hire somebody who is 20, am I going to purposely go back to his Twitter and all this stuff? Probably not, because I'm used to it. But some people will, you know. So I think that's just the thing that's going to change in the generation. 10 years from now is going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to all these people 10 years from now? What's going to happen to Migos 10 years from now? Migos will be legends 10 years from now.
Maybe they'll be on Culture 40 by the end, since they've got another one coming out, Culture 3.
Wow.
Like, as if we want, like, who asked for that? I just want to know. Who asked for the individual Quavo album? Nobody.
That album's going to be a classic 10 years from now, I tell you. These albums will all be classics, I tell you.
Like, you know.
Imagine 10 years from now, what's going to happen.
Can we discuss that? I know we're running short on time, but I feel like classic. Classic. The word classic, especially in regards to music, is being very loosely thrown around nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
This is classic. This is a classic.
Oh, like, yeah.
No, it's not, actually.
Right.
They have very, very little replay value.
Right.
Like, at all.
Well, hip-hop's the only genre which doesn't respect its history and doesn't respect themselves.
You think so? You think it's the only one?
Because you have... Well, a lot of these rockers, man, you got the Eagles selling out every time. Okay. Everybody loves the old guys.
Okay.
Even the young guys like the old guys.
Yes.
In hip-hop, young guys don't like the old guys. They could care less. And that's an issue. And then you got the old guys are not open-minded to the young guys and accepting them. So you have this big disconnect, and then the fan base is all over the place. It all started kind of with the internet. And it kind of went slowly downhill. Bad Boy, then it went to the South, then it went to Master P, and then it went all the way to 2000s where you had a bunch of independent acts. And then everything just kind of split. You had the Anycon guys. You had Slug, right? With his fan base. You got all the Howlies, right? Then you got, which evolved into Logic. Got all the Howlies coming in, right? Then you got Migos, right? Totally different situation. Migos is equivalent to, if we go back in the day, Migos could be something like a Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You think so?
It could be as far as like, when Bone Thugs came out as a kid, we were all like, what the hell is this?
Okay.
We all wasn't buying into it.
All right.
Right? When Das FX came out, back to them again, we were kind of, what is this? Lego my ego? B-I-N-G-O? At the same time where Rakim is rhyming? I'm like, is this something? It happened. There's these cycles that take place that kind of bring things back. I mean, it gets worse, but it's a thing that I don't know if people see the whole big picture, because back in the day, as myself, Cabot, all of us old guys, we would like it all. We would like NWA. We would like the Gangstar. We would like the West Coast, East Coast. We don't give a damn who you are. And sometimes in the 2000s, it split. all of us went our different ways. You got the guys that like the freestyle fellowship style. Mm-hmm. You got the guys that like the Anycon style, which evolved into Logic.
Yep.
You've got the guys that still held on to the thug style, mm-hmm. the Beanie Siegel, right? Diplomats.
Yes.
Diplomats, for example. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when Diplomats came out, what is this? This is the dumbest thing I ever heard. Cam'ron and Killer Cam and who? But we fast forward to now. They sound pretty good compared to Migos.
So you think we're on a downward spiral now?
Correct. But it's not a total downfall. It's just people need to understand what hip-hop, I guess, really is. Like, Migos, all of those guys, like Tekashi, all those guys, they're like pop music.
Yeah.
They're not, they shouldn't be considered into the hip-hop, you know what I mean? The yes. hip-hop genre.
Yes.
Like, even Drake. Drake is a pop star.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider him hip-hop.
Right. But I think people are getting confused with that, and then that's creating more disconnect in the fan base.
Yep.
And that's what you've got. That's why you got a Wu-Tang playing on Jimmy Kimmel. No one knows what the hell going on. They don't know what to make of this. They don't know what to make of these beats and these guys rhyming, like, you know, talking about Tevin Campbell, you know. Nobody knows who that is. So that's, in a nutshell, that's about it for this segment. Let everyone ponder on that one, yeah? Any final things, Jaylene, before we take a break here?
No.
Anything I say made at all the sense? I mean, it could be the liquor kicking in, but as far as like the whole disconnect of the fan bases.
Oh, definitely. As, like, and I feel like even for people my age, like who know about the older music and stuff, there's a disconnect that is like,
right.
not disconnect, but there's discontentment with the right. newer stuff that comes out because I feel like it lacks a little bit of soul that older stuff had.
Oh yeah, well, like, soul is it went away a while ago.
But then I think it kind of comes back to like the reason why like hip hop is gone. Well, hip hop, if you want, has gone mainstream and stuff. It's all about attention now and marketability.
Right,
it's
social media.
Yeah, exactly.
It's woe is me.
Yes.
Extension. All these guys that come out, rest in peace. They all have this vibe where they're just like they're regular guys. Can relate to you. You know, we have our issues. And people can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And I guess we talked about this on the show before. Being depressed is trending.
Yes.
Being depressing and being sad is a thing. No one's acting like macho. There's nobody with an ego, right? Nobody like, no, we're not arrogant, but like, there's like Big L. Mm-hmm. There ain't that guy anymore. It's Little L, right? All the littles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange twist of like how people's, and it's social media. Mm-hmm. People wanting attention, people wanting to be noticed. There you go. I need another drink. So we're going to take a break. Qualified's coming up. Sleep time's over. Let's pull up the siren. I didn't have it ready. Let's pull this one because it kind of like that. Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know what that is? Forget it.
Okay. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yeah. MTC.
MTC's MTC.
The Knights passing the blunts around the round table, riding our trusty steeds through the hills of Avalon. Yeah.
Wake up from my slumber, another day in the jungle. Feel today I got a stumble, feel grateful, can't grumble. So like the greatest never under, so my heart remain humble. Steps water, don't want the path plan, won't stumble. Feeling good, feeling great, put a smile on my face. Light a blunt up and I'm straight, and I'm gonna start my day on a high note. Yeah, start my day up on a high note. Yeah. Feel like I crawl from the bottom and drag myself to the top.
Let's
feel
go.
Like Rocky Maivia and then becoming the Rock. I feel like Stunning Steve and then becoming Stone Cold. Feel like I won't leave, feel like I won't fold. I feel like one of a kind, I feel like God broke the mold. I feel like a fucking king and I feel it in my soul. I feel like a ruler, feel like y'all playing roles. I feel like the kingpin, feel like I got control. I'm feeling good, feeling great, with a smile on my face. Light a blood up and I'm straight.
And I'm gonna start my day on a high note. Yeah, I'm starting my day up on a high note. Yeah, quality.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Yep, let's try another one. Let's try a different one. Yeah, that's how we start off. We're starting lit on fire.
Yeah.
We're back. Qualified is here.
Yeah.
Welcome, sir.
Welcome.
Made you look. What's happening, guys?
Sir.
How you doing?
And here's a little history here. So, like, we have never met.
Right.
We've only known each other online. So here is the culmination of social media right here. Okay. People being social. 2018. Right?
Right?
People being social.
Yes.
Actually meeting. Because how many people actually meet the people you talk to?
Yeah, man.
On the Instagram is what they call it, right? All this kind of stuff. And right off the bat, Houston Rockets fan.
Yes.
Professional wrestling.
Yes. That's even more important.
I don't even know if they call it that anymore.
Yeah. Right?
What do they call it? Sports entertainment.
Sports entertainment.
Yes.
I like to call it the biz.
Oh, so, you know,
that's cool. But yeah, man.
What's going on, man? What's the latest? What's been happening with you?
Let's see. A couple weeks ago, got back from vacation from San Diego, my hometown.
Yes. Nice.
Originally from there. So back here in Hawaii, just been kind of hanging out. Trying to get some music popping.
Yeah.
Wondering what WWE is going to do with this Crown Jewel show.
Oh.
With that whole Saudi Arabia business going on.
Jalen has no idea what you're talking about.
No,
she's like, she's just going to nod her head. That's what she's going to do.
Yeah. Professional.
Yes. The biz.
Well, yes, the biz. So, well, let's get into that since you brought that up. Now, the big thing about that's going to tie in is what happened to Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
I did hear about that.
Now, a lot of people knew it. And they didn't know it at the same time.
Right.
Like, a lot of people did not know about the whole leukemia thing that he dealt with.
I didn't know about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know who Roman Reigns is.
I do.
Right.
Oh, so,
how about that?
The first wrestler. First wrestler, you
so
know.
So, 11 years ago, was it, right, that he had it?
Yeah.
And he knocked it out, I guess.
Yeah.
And now,
knocked it back into remission, and now it's popping back up.
Which is like, the guy can't catch a break.
Yeah. No,
he can't catch a break. And people booing him. Constantly, they're not making him the bad guy that he should be. And then finally,
when you have the belt, you got Brock Lesnar out of the out of the way, and boom, now you got to go sit down.
So what's going to happen with that? So is the Crown Jewel going to be tied in with trying to find the new champion here?
Yeah. So he vacated the belt on Monday night, and then they're going to have Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman go after each other for the vacant belt.
Okay.
So
that whole best in the world tournament was just to get like a trophy or something. Like
I don't know. Like, because they did another Saudi Arabia show earlier this year, and they had that greatest Royal Rumble, and had Chris Jericho came back and showed up, and like Braun Strowman won and got like a green belt and trophy that we've never seen again.
How often you watch? You watch every week?
Yes.
Really?
I'm watching every week, man.
It's hard, man.
I mean, it's really hard.
It's like pulling a tooth.
I wasn't watching every week, and I was watching, like, I would just kind of, like, check spoilers and see what, if anything interesting happened.
Right.
And then I would be like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch this. And then I would wait for the pay-per-views.
Can I ask how you got into wrestling?
It actually started with my dad. He was a fan.
Okay.
Growing up, my dad's from St. Louis, so that was back in the territory days.
Yes.
So St. Louis was a big time territory. Ric Flair, that guy you don't know. he used to come through St. Louis. Guys like Harley Race,
right?
More guys you don't know, but who are legendary in the business.
Uh-huh.
So they used to come through, and so he grew up seeing that. And kind of
like
passed
life?
It on to yeah.
Oh wow!
And kind of passed it on to me, like when he got older. Then he was a big fan of the NWA.
Yes.
So like in the
not Ice Cube, MC Ren,
right?
The National Wrestling Alliance.
Okay.
So
right.
So yeah. So like in the 80s and yeah, like in the 80s there
this
were two
a great lesson here.
Okay. See, like, just, you're
just
learning
keep going.
Stuff.
Just keep,
you're learning
just
stuff.
Keep going.
I'm dropping knowledge,
I'm
man.
Sit here.
Sit down. Listen. No. So in the 80s there were like the two main, I guess, promotions that everybody looking at. It was kind of like those who were affiliated with the NWA, and then. Out of New York, the WWF was coming up.
Okay.
So there were like two different styles too. The NWA was kind of like more wrestling, more
Not gimmicky.
Yeah.
Okay. It was, not cartoon character.
Yeah, the characters seemed more real. They kind of made it a little bit more real life. And then WWF was more like cartoony, Hulk Hogan, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, gotcha. Stuff for the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so my dad was a big fan of NWA stuff. Okay. Of course, as a kid, I kind of got more into WWF.
Right.
But he would show me both, okay. and I just got hooked and stayed hooked to now I'm a man.
Saturday would be NWA day.
Yeah.
And Superstars of Wrestling, which was the WWF. Okay. It was a one-hour show. And it would basically be like a big infomercial to go to the arena. That's how this show was. Because they would have they have their cartoon character star fight like this guy known as a jobber.
Yeah.
And it would just be like a two-minute match where the guy's beating up the guy. You see the guy's personality. He does his finishing move is what they have it. Mm-hmm. And it's all to plug, okay, we're going to be in St. Louis next week. We're going to be in Chicago the other week. Come on down and see all these guys. And they're going to fight like each other now.
Yeah.
See, you're not going to see that on TV.
Okay. That was another thing. So TV now is totally different.
Yes, that changed.
The TV shows now is like you see the big stars against each other.
All of them.
All kinds of stuff just like matches that before, like back in the 80s, like the big stars would never fight against each other on regular TV. And basically, you know, they would cut promos, which is they would like come and give speeches and they would like argue with each other and stuff. And they'd be like, all right, yeah, but well, you got to meet me down at the fairgrounds next Saturday. Come see us in a steel cage, you know, but you have to go. So that's what TV was for.
Gotcha. This is a great lesson.
Jenny,
are you capturing the essence of this?
Yeah, it's a lot, I think, you know. So.
And that's just the 80s, okay? Then everything changes in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Everything goes to hell.
See, that's when it gets
fun. Well, we could turn this into a 3-hour show, but it's basically they take that model and cable TV arrives.
Okay.
And cable TV brings ratings.
Yeah.
And it's all about television. It's not about really the arenas, about the shows. So WWF is big. NWA is big, but then they screw up. Ted Turner, who used to own
CNN.
TBS, you know, CNN, TNT, all this stuff. So he buys the NWA.
Okay.
He buys them because they're ready to go under. Because they screwed up with a deal they did.
Ah, okay.
And so now Ted Turner's got this league. He wants to make them big because it's on his network.
Mm-hmm.
So they become WCW.
Okay.
Real generic name. World Championship Wrestling.
Yes.
Okay. That was the name of their Saturday show.
Okay.
And then, so you have them. You have the WWF. Ted Turner, he's a mogul. He wants to be like, you know, how can we take out these guys? We want to be number one. We don't want to be the second fiddle to the WWF.
Okay.
What are we going to do? WWF started a show on Monday nights as being like, to just like kind of reignite the brand. It's called Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard.
Yes.
Still on the air.
Yes.
But it was basically to be like something to ignite the brand. Wrestling at a lull. It was just in 92. Going into 93, it was at a lull.
Okay.
People were losing interest because it goes in cycles.
Yeah.
In the 80s, it gets big. Then people are getting tired of Hulk Hogan. Okay, what are we going to do? Oh, it's going down in the 90s.
And then there was that old steroids trial thing.
And then you have a thing with why they're big.
Yeah. Why are these guys so huge?
It ain't squats. It's them doing steroids. And then it leads to them doing the steroid trial. Wrestling takes a lull. Hulk Hogan is on trial. Vince McMahon, who's the owner, goes on trial. All kind of stuff breaking down. So they had to reignite it. Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw runs from till 95, where Ted Turner decides, you know what, I think let's do it.
He wanted to compete.
Let's compete. Okay. So they ran the shows head to head.
Oh. Yeah.
Which was insane back in the day.
Yeah.
Never forget the very first week of this, just seeing two wrestling shows on Monday.
It's
like amazing.
Yeah. No.
I was a junior in high school. Unbelievable.
People were losing their minds. And see, at that time, I was lucky because Nitro would have like the replay, and then depending on so in California, the Superstation, TBS, they're on Eastern time.
Okay.
So they would have the two replays. So you'd have the live replay you'd have the live show, and then you'd have the replay later.
Right.
So you could watch. So that way, I could watch both shows.
Okay.
Right. Right. Like you didn't have the VCR.
Yeah. So you can watch both
luxury
shows.
Luxury back then. Okay. But yeah, that was exactly it. So with that said of the whole thing, the monumental thing of the first episode of both of those shows was.
Yeah.
You have both of these going at the same time. So WCW decides we want to make this really flashy. So let's have matches with all stars going at each other from the get-go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Monday Night Raw was not really doing that. They would have their main event.
Yeah.
You know, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. And after that, you have a bunch of others, whatever.
Just like, you know.
WCW said, nope, we're going to put them all out. Throw them all out. Flair, Hogan, all come out. Let's all go. Mm-hmm. And with that, there was a wrestler that worked for the WWF who was working for them just... Now, this show is taped live on Monday. He was there literally on the weekend.
Yeah.
Working for the WWF. Show up on the WCW show live.
So everybody like lost their...
And there's no internet.
Lost their mind.
Wow. So yeah. Imagine seeing this live and you don't know what the hell's going on. And you see this guy, hey, he's WWF.
Yeah.
Everybody freaking out.
Yeah.
Wow. And then he comes out.
The first Nitro was like, what, is that the Mall of America?
It was at the Mall of America.
So
they set up. It's like Alamona. They go center stage. They go put that over there. That's hilarious. You get all the homeless guys hanging out. Yeah, it's the same situation. They put it right in the mall with the escalators going on.
Are you serious?
So people really didn't know. Like, there's people just like, well, maybe he was just at the mall, man.
Right.
Maybe he was just shopping.
So that kind of set the tone for everything. Like, okay, there's no going back from this.
Yeah,
and they just attack.
It totally changed everything. So now, like, Raw is like, oh, okay, now we gotta have big matches. We gotta put people up against each other. And then, like, you're running big angles on just television now.
Yeah.
Right. Like, when before, like, they used to save everything for pay-per-views.
Then there was a pay-per-view every month.
Yeah.
There used to be a pay-per-view maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that every month we're going, here we go, get ready for this one. Then we get ready for this one. So it's such a overload, a sensory overload, and just, like, short attention span. That's why if you were to go into watch wrestling now, you would be fine because the stories change so quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to miss out too much.
Mm-hmm.
They don't kind of refer to a lot of stuff in the past. They just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going forward.
Just new stuff.
Okay. Right.
So like after a couple weeks, like it might take you like a couple weeks just to figure out like who everybody is and like who they're beefing with.
Okay.
But then from there, like, yeah, you're good to go. And then the story, like you said, the stories are just going to keep rolling. So it's going to be like new beefs and you'll be there when they start.
Wow.
See?
This is fantastic. This is like pro wrestling for dummies or something. This is great. Not say the book I'm referring to. The soft cover book. I'm not referring to you, Jay.
Like, we're going to convert you. Like, I'm about to start pulling up matches.
Oh,
no, but it is. I mean, it sounds really interesting. Like, I mean, I was never really exposed to that.
I
tell you what.
Oh, man. See, don't say that to a wrestling fan.
And it's perfectly...
You're going to be stuck for 4 hours.
Speaking of 4 hours talking about wrestling, you have a podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why you're my guy, man.
It's the segue into...
That's why you're my guy.
Talk about
this. That's why now I watch every week.
There we go.
Because I gotta keep up with everything.
What's
that's
the name
going
of your
on.
Show?
It's called World Champion of the World.
Oh,
World
podcast. Wow. That's a lot of titles.
Hey, yeah, you know, just all kinds of,
like a lot of
all the belts. Yeah. That's what we're doing. Yeah, no,
all
man.
The belts.
Because I'm the best. So
we love modesty on the show.
You know, someone said they were pretty earlier. You might as well say you're the best. I'll think of something.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're rocking.
Wow. Okay, so this is on iTunes?
Yeah.
All the usual places?
Yeah, pretty much anywhere that you can find podcasts. I'm on Stitcher, Anchor, Apple, Spotify, all that. So.
And it's just are you just recapping the week's events?
Yeah, kind of recap the week's events. I talk about, and then, like, you know, big stories that may stand out to me, like, you know, new signings or something like that. Or whatever. Or if there's, like, something... something big that happened, like I don't know how much you keep up with Impact.
That's still in the air?
Yeah, actually, you know what? This year they've actually you know, I was the biggest Impact hater.
What station are they on now? What are they on? The Travel Channel now? What are they on? National Geographic?
Something. Pop TV.
Pop TV.
Which used to be the TV Guide channel. So
wow. The TV Guide channel.
Yeah.
So instead of scrolling of all the different channels they got,
bro,
let's put something on there with
violence. If I were them, I would just go like to I would just do something online like Fight TV or something like that.
I would think so at this point,
but
they've been hanging in there. They've been there since how many ex-girlfriends ago was this? This was like 2002. Literally 2002. Yeah. I think they had where it was a pay-per-view only show.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Okay, so
it was like $10
every week. It's $10 a week on pay-per-view.
That's an investment.
You got that right. Get a part-time job.
I had a
now.
Scrambler at the time, so I was...
Wow, all right. But that was bizarre. And they hung in there. They were on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
They went to TNN, Spike TV.
Yep.
They tried. They brought in everyone. They brought in the Hogan. They brought in the Flair.
Oh, that was... Yeah, the
they
Hogan,
brought in anybody they
terrible.
Could finally try to get. Right. Sting was there.
Yeah.
But amazing they're still in there. So but, who's in Austin Aries? Is he still there?
Okay. So that was actually the big story last week.
Yeah, I caught something of that.
Yeah. So Bound for Glory, which is basically like their version of WrestleMania.
Yes.
Austin Aries was in the main event. He had been the champ. He'd actually been doing a really good job as a heel champ. He had kind of gotten in a little bit of controversy, said some weird stuff on Twitter. That was kind of... That kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And then from there, he was just kind of having like a weird feud with John Morrison.
Yeah.
Oh, that was his WWE name. Now he's Johnny Impact. But he was having a...
He used to be
Johnny Nitro.
Johnny Nitro.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Creative.
That's been like his gimmick. He just changes his...
He was on Glow.
Yeah.
He was on Glow.
But...
Netflix. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so there was... They were kind of having a weird feud. I think Austin Aries kind of said some stuff about Morrison's wife.
Uh-oh. Who is a wife a notable?
Sherry
Reynolds.
Taya Valkyrie. So she was actually she worked for the AAA promotion Mexico.
Okay.
And then she came over to the States like through Lucha Underground and stuff.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there was it was kind of like a weird is this a work is this a shoot type thing going on there. But then at the pay per view. After the match, it came out that Austin Aries, like his contract was ending. When the match ended, his contract was over.
Oh, okay.
So, Morrison does his finisher, the Starship Pain. And then basically right after the three counts, Aries just no sells it.
That's what I saw.
Pops up off the mat.
Okay.
Flips off the management, flips off the crowd, flips off Morrison and goes to the back. And leaves.
It's a shoot.
Yeah, so it was just like, oh.
Sounds like a scene.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, a lot of people were just kind of like you can see some of the wrestlers, like he has, Aries had, he has two guys with him who, like, are his, this guy Moose and Killer Cross, who are like his guys.
Okay.
And, like, they look completely thrown off when he starts doing all this. So they're
thrown off.
Yeah, so it really didn't look like it was part of the script.
Wow.
I watched the next Impact to see like is this a work, like what's going on.
Okay.
And like right in the opening the opening recap of Bound for Glory, they show Morrison talking. He's just like, oh, you know, Aries is a world class asshole, and I was like, oh, all right, so that's what we're opening the show with.
Okay.
And then they then the opening promo, like when he's actually addressing the crowd and stuff,
right?
He doesn't really say Aries's name, but he talks about the last guy being unprofessional. So it was just kind of like they kind of buried him without mentioning his name. So I'm like, what?
So that could be a shoot.
Yeah, I'm like, this might be legit.
Okay, so the people wondering out there what a shoot is.
Yeah.
Right. let's go to the vernacular here. Okay, so Jalen, let's go right up to the top with heel. Heel is bad guy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Babyface is the good guy.
Right.
What, who?
Babyface. Or when you call up the face. Right. Maybe they don't say full babyface. It's not the singer. It's his face.
I love how you understand these
words. We gotta make sure you understand what's going on.
Just the vernacular for everyone out there listening, right? A shoot is something that is supposed to happen that is not scripted.
Right.
Like did you just say something that's supposed to happen that's not scripted?
Or something that
wasn't supposed to happen.
Wasn't supposed to happen, sorry, yes.
See, he's in.
See, there you go.
There's a drink.
This is what drink is, two. What is this? Okay. Oh, yeah, so in case you're wondering, guys, what you're drinking, this is whiskey.
Right, tag match, tag in.
For sharing a drink. That's what we're doing.
Little sips.
Whiskey, this grapefruit juice, and Fernet is what that is.
How did you call me?
I called you pretty. What? What are you talking about? I'm talking about the drink here. This is whiskey.
Fernet.
Yeah, it's a liqueur.
Okay.
It's like a palate cleanser. It's like tastes like mint.
Yeah, it's like
I can
clean your teeth out. Something. There you go. Clean the braces off your teeth.
Yo. Yeah.
Sorry. Too soon.
My man was wilding. Like, I don't even.
That's not even a real.
I don't even understand how that works.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Let's find that guy on Instagram. Right. So.
Don't
that
let
is
him
what
cut a promo.
No. That could be his in personal life.
You never know.
You know,
man.
So-and-so. My I'm gonna suck the braces off. That could be it. Trending.
That's the bottom line.
Right? So a shoot is this.
okay. What other terms that we have used in this one thus far? That's the main one.
I think those are the ones that I heard. Face, heel.
Oh, we also mentioned a work.
What's that?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So basically, a work is when it's something that is supposed to happen, but you're trying to make it look like maybe it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Gotcha.
Right. So speaking of things that happened that, you know, people didn't think happened.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Houston Rockets, shall we?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
So,
because I'll talk all night about wrestling.
I tell you what, yes. If we could just make that a whole other special. But
right?
Let's go into, because, you know, Jalen, you're a Lakers fan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for the first time ever in the history of life, you're going to be outnumbered by Rockets fans in the history of all.
We here. What's
up? It might. We might get a missile alert. I don't know what's going to happen. We might get texts. So qualify, what happened when you saw this?
Okay.
What's your take on this?
So I was there, I was watching the game intently. You know, it was a close matchup at the time, so I'm right in the middle of everything. I see my man, the MVP, James Harden, coming down the lane, doing what he usually does, bodying the defense, you feel me? Like, all right, so
I'm trying to stay quiet over here.
I'm just letting it soak in.
Yeah, so I see him doing his thing, doing what he normally does when he's working them and he's drawing fouls.
Yep.
A lot of people don't like that, but I mean, hey, you can't blame him for taking advantage of the rules. He's a cerebral player. He's very smart.
It's because he's not on your team.
Yeah, that's if he was wearing Lakers purple and gold, you'd be saying like,
all
day.
I would not.
That's the MVP. Yes, there he go, doing his thing.
Yes, you would. Because that's what you guys do with LeBron. That's what you guys do with Rondo. The Laker brethren. Everybody. That's not me. Well, at first. Man. So you would be saying if Harden was on the team.
You go complain about him going to the free throw line.
That's a foul.
I'm not gonna complain about like getting the win, because a win is a win, but you know, like, just the person that I am, like, I am a person of more honorable tactics, so, I mean, it wouldn't sit well with me, but hey, like, a win is a win, so, I mean, I'm not going to fault you guys for your team, so you do this thing.
I feel like it's...
But I feel like I said before, like, he's such a good player, like, I feel like that's not needed.
Well, I almost feel like it's almost like, it's like something that's part of his arsenal, man. Like, some cats have a crossover, and James draws fouls, man.
Okay, you know, whatever.
I mean, really?
It's other stuff. It's usually more, like, about, like, their personality on the court that gets on my nerves. Like, Austin Rivers. I hate Austin Rivers.
Yes, yeah, so Austin Rivers is one of the bitches.
Yeah, big facts. Like, that's what I call him. Like, usually, I wasn't sure how, even though I have used a couple swear words, I think, already, I wasn't sure how we're
rocking. I forgot to tell you about that, but yeah, we're good.
Okay. I wasn't sure how we
swore last time, you know, when the liquor flows.
I wasn't sure how we was rocking, but that's what I call him, man. Austin Bitch-Ass Rivers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his name. Like, I can't stand him, man.
As he should, because that's his name,
bro. Right. Like, that's his name. Like,
that's part of it.
But, like, and my feelings stem from the series where we came back from that 3-1 on the Clippers.
Can we talk about that for like 2 hours?
And he was, you know, he's doing the James Harden cooking.
You know,
and
I wanted to kill him.
Oh yes. My God. I wanted to, like, I was just like
that's
like,
not
yo,
even my team, and I wanted to.
I was just like, yo, man, you can come see me, bitch ass Rivers. Yeah. Like, you can come see me.
That was the thing.
Like, let's go do
all
that.
All three of us are going to hold him.
Like, it's going
we'll
down.
We'll do it.
It's going down. But.
That's just the thing when you see these personalities, and then that series, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't think I've ever cheered for Josh Smith.
Josh Smith, Jason Terry.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I was crying. Doing the jet.
You can ask. I tell you what, I was crying when they were down 20.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm just ready to make my Instagram post. Thanks everyone for the great season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I held off. I'm like, oh wait.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wow. What is
this? There's a three by Josh Smith.
Right.
Like, there's another three by Jason Terry.
Yeah.
What's going on? DeAndre Jordan, Blake not making anything.
Yes.
Harden's on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
Harden was on the bench.
Harden was on the bench the whole time.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. It was.
Yeah. Like, I was jumping up and down in front of my TV silently.
Because I was
actually. I don't remember why I was silent.
That series was. Oh,
but I was.
You know. It was a different time. Because actually, I went to game two for that series.
Yes.
I was there for that playoff game, and we were down. We came back to win that one. But I still was up in the air with how was this going to turn out. And when they took the 3-1,
I was like, great.
Oh, wow. God. And all was lost.
Yes.
You could truly say all was lost at fourth quarter. And
Yeah. I was already upset. Like, I was just like, man, I didn't even watch the rest of the playoffs.
No, yeah. I was far away from the title.
Who win the title? Back next year.
Yeah.
But then, my man, Josh Smith.
Josh Smith. Dwight Howard's friend.
Yeah.
Right. Doing the nene all the way up.
Right. Oh, man. I remember he did the mannequin challenge in Shanghai. That was also, shout out to Josh Smith.
Josh Smith, you know, we loved you, you know.
You know what I mean?
Corey Brewer.
Yeah. Corey Brewer. I
tell you what. Let's shout these guys out. Yeah, shout out to Corey Brewer. There's no show in 2018 shouting out Corey Brewer right now.
Yeah, I mean.
Josh Smith, Jason Terry, Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Who still has a pain in his butt right now, literally.
Yeah.
He's out. He still has a pain in his butt.
But, no, Dwight Howard, like, he kind of did his thing. Like, because that was... That year, he hadn't really played much. Mm-hmm. And then he actually had a few big games in the playoffs where he did his thing. Like, a couple, like, I think, like one of them, he's like 20-20. I was like, okay.
He did well in the playoffs, yes.
Yeah.
So he always had a good playoff run.
Yeah.
Pat Beverly.
Oh, that's my guy.
I mean,
that's my guy.
If we could somehow get him back on the team.
Right.
Trevor Ariza was still there.
Yes.
I love Trevor Ariza. I was very upset.
I'll tell you what.
Gone from the Lakers.
Yo, Trevor Ariza, he's a soldier, man.
Oh yeah, he's on the Suns now.
Yeah,
that's my backup team. That's my backup team. Just in case, some Devin Booker.
All right, okay. Just in case the Lakers get deleted, you got the.
You can talk to me when your franchise got a little bit more.
Oh wow, okay, man, sure.
You notice how
she over here trying to two piece me, like
right? You see, qualify all these.
I see. No, I feel her on the. I feel her being
thing they say.
Yeah, no, I feel it being on the defensive though, man. Like we do have her outnumbered, and they are 0-3 right now.
Yeah, I can't believe. I think they're saying like this is the first time LeBron like at any
since his rookie year.
Yeah,
he's been 0-3.
Right.
More than that.
So
okay, bottom line with this, okay, Trevor Ariza will be a Rocket come March.
Yes,
he will be bought out.
Yes,
Phoenix has no reason signing a guy for $15 million. That is why the GM got fired.
Right.
No one's gonna pay $15 million for Trevor Ariza.
I was surprised actually when I heard that. I was like, really?
All the Rockets will probably be like, Trevor, just get the money.
Yeah, I would do that.
Hey, fine.
Go ahead, do your thing.
Get your cash.
Get your cash, and we'll see you.
It's $15 million. It's bizarre. So go take the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eakin's going to come back because they're going to buy him out. They'd be like, yeah, Trevor, it's February trade deadline. We only got 10 games. You want to go somewhere?
Okay.
He's going to go back to doing his State Farm commercials with Chris Paul.
There you go, man.
They can sing all they want. Sing Backstreet Boys all they want. All
right.
So Trevor Ariza will be back.
Sign him to the minimum or something. Sign him for
2 million, right? As far as that goes, they need Brandon Knight back. They need Brandon Knight to be healthy because Michael Carter Williams got to get the hell out of here.
What is he
That's
doing?
That's it. The Zola ain't working.
There? Yeah, okay? I know, man.
Because he's done. He looks horrible. He looks horrible. I thought he was going to work because he has a lot of reach.
Yeah.
You know, he's a lanky guy. I thought they were going to play him at the wing. That's not working.
Oh, man. He still can't shoot.
That's not going to happen.
He just can't.
Markelle Fultz figuring it out before Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for Markelle Fultz because he's a number one pick.
Right.
He's like a legitimate player, and he got a standing ovation for hitting the jumper. Like, I mean, like on one hand, it's like, oh, that's cool. But on the other hand, it's like, yo, shit.
you gotta look. Yeah, the Philly fans, they're ruthless.
I mean,
it's nice of them, but it's kind of like that dry humor.
Yeah, like I would need to talk to somebody after. I'd be like, yo, y'all making fun of me or what?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? It's
a bunch of young guys with a bunch of veteran. I guess what would the term be? Like, I guess reputation. Personality, reputation type of the meme group.
Yes.
Right?
The meme team.
Right. So you the chemistry is zero. We don't even still don't know what LeBron's agenda is.
Yeah.
We still don't know.
I mean, like, there's a lot of talent there.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of different personalities, but like, you gotta let them get a chance to like kind of mesh together. We don't even know what's going on with these guys yet.
I mean, I still believe in Kyle Kuzma. I think Kyle Kuzma will be the first Lakers All Star in a long time.
I believe so.
Yeah.
He's doing very well. Even Jay Hart looking pretty good.
Oh, Josh Hart. Right, yes. right. They have a good young nucleus. And then Lonzo is making threes.
Yeah.
Which was his thing.
A little bit. Do you see that? He was working on the offense.
Yeah, no. Because I at first thought, Triple B. You got to get him out of there. Yeah. I still want a big baller brand shirt. I can't find it.
I want the slides.
I tell you what. can we go to Amazon or something? I'm telling you. And he lowered the price to the shoes.
Oh, really?
The shoes are no longer like $10,000.
Yeah.
They're like for a decent price, like $199.99.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, we got to do some shopping. Bro. Christmas is coming. But
get Lonzo on Lonzo feature.
I was always on Team Lonzo. I always liked that guy.
Yeah, same here.
Because, I mean, and LeVar, who cares? He's a soccer dad. He's just a guy who cares about his kid.
Yeah.
Why is that bad? You know,
it's not.
That's a father who cares about his child. Shouldn't we be praising this? Right? I mean, the drinks are not done yet. Keep going. But I just, the roster needs to get figured out. JaVale McGee needs to be out of the league. He needs to join Josh Smith and go hang out. They can do some more mannequin challenges out there.
Yo.
Lance is great. I would like to hang out.
Bro.
I want to go out to eat with Lance.
Yeah. Lance is my guy.
Yes.
Right? Comments galore.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what he could talk about. And then Michael Beasley? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
No, let's not forget him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guy who touches other guys on the leg and doesn't know it's his leg. Remember that one?
Yo.
How do you not know this?
Oh, man.
Let's practice that at the bus stop and see what happens. I mean, good Lord.
Didn't he have like a really interesting interview with, who was it? I think it was Taylor Rooks. And they were arguing like how much of your brain you could use. And he was... That was amazing.
Wow.
It was great. I think like they were arguing over like the 10%.
He's like, really?
Yeah. He's like, nah, man.
Wow.
Just it's great. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
That could be a show in itself. Wow. Well, before we delve into Beasley's brain,
yo,
I tell you what. Let's go into this one because I want to get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
As far as to the bare bones of this, you know, you are a hip hop artist. Let's go to this. I mean, we're having our fun with all your many interests, but let's go into, as a hip hop artist in Hawaii.
Okay.
What is your take on the scene currently of Hawaii hip hop, the fan base?
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing out there when you perform? Just as far as when you release music, what is your goal? What is your strategy in all of this? Are you just going immediately to national, or are you trying to build from here first organically and then going out?
Okay. Well, I think now where I'm at as far as making music, I do have like a little bit of a different goal when I'm releasing music.
Okay.
Now for me personally, when I'm releasing music, it's to just kind of stay connected to the community and the scene locally, and just to kind of keep my voice out there. As far as like me personally, I'm not really concerned for me going national or doing too much of that. More of what I'm doing is I'm trying to connect to the scene and kind of help build a bridge for the younger cats and help them reach that next level if they're trying, like what they're trying to do.
Okay.
I have some homies and some industry connects from California and some of my homies over there. Shout out to my man No Can Do. Shout out to my man Cookbook. You know, and just shout out to my man Noah James. Just some other cats over there. And my focus is mainly more, I see myself almost more like slipping into like more like an A&R type role.
Or
something like that. Just trying to, because there's so much talent here in this scene.
Yes.
And the talent that's in the scene is like, because you guys were talking earlier about different, like how some people shouldn't be in the genre of hip hop, and I see where you guys are coming from, but I would say maybe that hip hop at this point you know, going back to from the 70s to now, at this point, I would say that hip hop has evolved and changed so much to where now we have subgenres.
Oh, definitely.
And just like different categories going on where cats may like, you know, you got you have like under I would still consider it under the same umbrella, but just like a different facet where I would say that like lyrical would be a subgenre now.
Rather than
and I mean, yeah, like, you know, like at a certain point, like as an artist, like as the as an MC coming up, where we had to where you had to battle, where you had to like sharpen your skills, where if you couldn't freestyle, we didn't want to hear you,
right?
Type stuff. Like, it does kind of sadden me that like lyrical would be relegated to being a subgenre,
right?
But like at this point, like it's also like consumer driven too, man.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
The with the way things are, with the way streaming is, and just the way that things are set up. You guys are talking about how classics aren't really classics now.
Yeah.
With the way streaming is and with the way things are set up, music is so disposable. I feel like music in general across all types of genres, not just hip hop, but it's been devalued so much.
Oversaturation.
Yeah, like you gotta come out with, I remember dudes could come out with a project
every
and like
years.
Live off that, like for like you could live off that on the radio for like a full year, maybe even a year and a half before you had to like come with a new single from the next project.
That's what I was saying about replay value, like you know what I mean? Like you had and you could really you had someone that come out with a project every couple years and that would be okay because it was that good and you could listen to it over again and really digest it, where now it's just, it's like microwave attention span where it's like, okay, like, cool.
Look at the song length.
What's next? What's next?
Average song length is less than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You have an album that could be 20 minutes long.
And it's and it's it all goes to the streams. Like, I forget who it was, but they were talking about, like, kind of the science behind these short songs. Like, they just run from one to the next, and it just it's like one long song. And so these albums aren't really albums. They're just playlists.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that's how, and like with a lot of that too, like these speaking to these albums not having replay value, a lot of cats are just, you know, you put a single out there, the single catches on, and then they're like, okay, this single is hot, throw a bunch of shit around it, and let's put an album out.
Right. And I think I talked about this on a past show before about, like, for me, albums have like a different, like when you say something is an album, it's like. It's like an idea, a concept that you're really building on. It's not just like you said, a playlist where you just
throw songs.
It's like it's a message, and that's what that's what carried on, and that's why you listened to it for years to come, and it wasn't just. Right. You know,
you'd have a thing called interludes,
right? Yeah,
in between the song,
you know what I mean?
Like, just a bunch of talking that would lead you to the next song.
All kinds of stuff. The skits would even tie in, like, you know what I mean?
Talking before the song. You just don't see like a whole concocted thing.
It's just like random stuff happening,
right? But so when you're out there as far as like live performance wise or whatnot, and a thing that we've even Kevin and I praised you on the show before is that you have actual product, which a lot of these guys are just like, okay, just hit me up on SoundCloud and just click on my new SoundCloud link, have a product that you can physically buy.
That's great.
And that is something that a lot of these guys, newer guys, need to figure out. What as a business, it seems the disconnect of the business and the art is not there.
And that's another thing that I like me and my man Stu that I got over here, we got our page Factory, and one of the things that we're trying to do, just trying to kind of fill in the gaps and kind of give game to people, because like I know when I was coming up, a lot of it was just kind of bumping my head and figuring out how to do stuff. I wouldn't say that like my OGs or the OGs were like standoffish or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until we made certain moves, like the crew I was with starting out, when we really started doing stuff in the scene out here, it was Ill Hill Society. And it wasn't until we kind of, shout out to Bone, Because he was the one who gave us our first show.
Yes.
Shout out to my man Word Up Stu, all ALR, Audible Lab Rats. We would kick it with them, and so they kind of they were like, "Yo, Boom, put these young guys on."
Yep.
I remember we went to go see the Biggie movie. At Ward Theaters, and a fight broke out at the bottom of the stairs. I don't know why. It was weird. But
Ward Theater?
Yeah, it was really weird.
What is this word?
Yeah, man. Like,
wow.
Some dude got decked by a chick too. It was crazy.
Oh, even better.
Like, it was crazy. There you go.
You go B&B's after.
You know what I mean? But yeah, so it was right there at that. Yep. We went and watched that movie, and Bone was like, "All right, we'll book you guys for the show." And so we came out, we brought all our homies out, and we were the youngest guys on the show. So it was like a different energy. And at that time, I would say this was probably like around 2000, maybe like about 10 years ago, 2008.
Okay.
So I would say like at that time, there weren't a lot of people who were our age. Like I just made like 21. And Cozy was like 20 at the time, and then our man Young Roxa Christian, he was actually still in high school when we did our first show.
Really?
Yeah, he was still in high school. He was in his senior year. After we did that show, they was calling us the high school kids.
Okay.
They was like, "Oh, the high school crew." And I was like, "Yo, man, I can drink." Like, I was like, "Yo, chill, relax." But right after that time, he really started, like, because he was popping on MySpace. Like, we were all popping on MySpace at the time.
Yeah. I've seen him at a couple of shows. He's dope.
Yeah, yeah. That's the bro, man. Shout out to Pri. But he popped up, too.
Okay.
So we had linked up. We had linked up at, like, this songwriting conference. It was weird. But, like, that's where we, like, actually met. Mm-hmm. And then, so around that time, too, he starts stepping out and doing shows. So we're starting to get booked on the same stuff. So I was just like, "Yo, man, look, it's happening, bro. We out here now." Yeah. And then not too long after that, the Broke Mokes popped up. So they were still young cats. My man Coins, I remember he popped up at the Old Tropics and gave me their mixtape, like, on a CD.
Wow.
Like, he was like, "Yo, man, I listened to you on MySpace when I was in eighth grade." And then, so I felt like, I felt mad old, but, like, also, like, kind of proud. And then, then I listened to their mixtape. I was like, "Yo, these cats are dope." And the next thing I know, we're all on the same shows.
Right.
And so, so it was cool seeing, like, my man Connor Boy. We used to burn.
Yeah.
Another one of our homies we would burn with. And so he moved to LA, and then he started making music out there. So we linked up and did like a series of mixtapes. So it was like this whole new generation started coming up.
Yeah.
And I felt like Ill Hill, like, we were kind of like at the forefront, or like at the beginning of that. And I feel like that wave has just continued since then, because it was like before us, like, going to a lot of the shows, not saying that there weren't any young cats, but you didn't see them at shows, mm-hmm. like, not performing. Right. Like, it was mostly like the older cats, and like, we loved it, like, we would rock to it. But like, once some of the cats out here started seeing people who were like their own age doing it, like, then all of a sudden we just started seeing a whole lot more rappers. And now there's just so many people doing so many different styles out here, and there's so many people who are actually dope at these styles.
And are these guys, like, how you mentioned all these stories about that everybody's coming out with product, talking to everybody out and about, who do you feel like are the hungriest guys in 2018 that are really trying to make a go at this and are really pushing themselves and pushing product to make it successful?
Man, my dude, like, I always shout him out, and he's a good friend of mine too. My man Connor, man, my man Connor Boy, that dude is, like, since day one. So, like I said, like, we linked up, We were already homies, and we did three mixtapes together. The first two we did, he was in LA.
Yeah.
And it was still just, it was like text messages. We weren't even like calling each other on the phone, really. Like, it was just text messages, email this, I'll go in the studio, I'll send you that text. Like, yo, I have an idea about this. He sent me a beat. And like as soon as I would send a verse, like he would send it back, or he'd be like, yo, I had this idea. And then like he'd lay it down that day and send it to me by the evening.
Wow.
So like from then,
right,
he was working. Once he got out here and we were actually like on the ground together and able to do shows together, like we were rocking all kinds of stuff. You know, he's got like a collab shirt with Information right now. Like he, that dude finds ways to keep his name out there, to keep dropping new music, and to find different ways to market it. The dude is really smart, and he's connecting the dots. That's a lot of, like, there's a lot of cats out here who have dope music, but they don't know how to connect the other dots.
Right.
And, like, I've had so many people come to me and be like, yo, how do you throw a show? And that was, like, the way I found out how to throw a show was there was somebody who we was working with, and they messed up all of our stuff. I'm not going to mention the name because we're cool now, but like, because we're cool now, and I don't want to be like out here acting like we ain't. But at the time, like they messed up our stuff, and I was just like, yo, nah, I don't trust. Like we had talked to them about like throwing a release party for us.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you know what? After they done messed up, I don't trust them to throw the party. So let's figure out how we gonna throw the party ourselves. And like we figured out how to do it, and then since then I've been able to throw my own shows,
right?
You know, so I don't know what it is with the younger generation and not just going and doing shit sometimes, but like
things have changed. As I mean, you go back to social media again, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, you can go with that.
I would think that, like, with social media and all that stuff, easier, it might. Right? Yeah, like you could just DM somebody.
I think it's, is it just to, right? But is it just to get attention, but nothing further? Like, do you think a guy now in 2018 is more acceptable with just getting attention than making money, or than to making a career, which will lead to making money?
I feel like
just wanting the likes.
I feel like that is a good question. I feel like some cats get it kind of confused, or they feel like once you're getting the likes that the money is just gonna show up.
They think,
like, you know what I mean? Because they don't, because with this whole social media thing, you see the people who are popping, you see that they have all these likes, but you don't see like the business stuff that they do. You don't see that the meetings they have to go into. You don't see them getting deals set up. You don't see their manager talking to whoever.
Is that the disconnect? Is that where everyone has lost it?
I think a lot of cats just see what they see on the post and believe like that's all there is to it, which blows my mind, because like maybe it's because we're pro wrestling fans, but
well, that's gonna be the next
right, like maybe it's because we're pro wrestling fans, but I'm always thinking like, oh, okay, this is a work. This is a work. No way he's doing that. That's a work.
Yeah,
right, that's what I'm always thinking. And these, and there's there's so many people who just believe it.
Everything kind of leads, there's always a thing that I'll share this with you. Everything kind of in life leads around to the whole pro wrestling formula.
Yes.
You have this a storyline.
I told you this.
Sorry.
Please share.
I'm going to have to reiterate this. Everything in life is pro wrestling, in the sense of you have a character. You need to build that character up and push that character to be a star, or to be a said person, to get that following to lead to be successful. Everybody, you need to take that personality and then build him. You guys still aren't done with that drink. You need to build that personality and make them larger than life, or just be
there.
Wow. They're done, everyone. it's kind of like that with life. You just want to take any type of the personality that you have of that person, and you just want to blow that up.
Yeah.
3-10 times, and that's what you're going to have as far as a successful person. Everybody's got that within them. Out there, you go with it. And
you're going to have little hiccups, but a lot of it is a shoot. Yeah. A lot of it is just going with the flow of it.
Yeah.
Nothing is scripted. But then the things in life can be. But it's maneuvering your way between the shoots
yes.
and the scripted.
Yeah, man.
And that's a lot of life, really. And it goes hand in hand with hip-hop. It goes hand in hand with just having a job. Mm-hmm. So, once again, yeah.
Yeah, man. I think...
professional wrestling.
Yeah. Not, like, even just kind of furthering that, you remember the whole Brian Pillman when
oh,
he ended
boy.
Up getting himself fired from WCW. And all that. That's I kind of feel like that's where I am in my rap career.
Interesting.
Like I'm just kind of doing my own thing.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of floating out here, free agent.
Right.
And you know, we don't like whatever situation that I'm coming across, and however I can finesse that to help me and the people who I'm connected to.
Right.
And help us all get a bag,
right?
Then I'm gonna do what I gotta do,
right? Just don't get into a car accident.
Yeah, none of that. Mm-hmm. No car accidents and no guns on Monday night.
No guns. I swear to God, when we were talking about this earlier, I was like, should I pull the trigger and mention Brian Pillman? That's another half an hour. Because he's my all-time favorite guy.
Oh, yes.
As a
oh,
personality, man. As just a guy, because he manipulated a business that always manipulated people.
Yeah.
And he turned it around on everybody.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew what the hell he was doing.
Nobody knew what was going on.
And it was all a work. It was all a joke.
Yeah.
And he played everybody. I've never seen that. I don't think we're going to see that like in life.
I don't think
he tricked everyone.
And with the internet now, like I don't even know if that's possible.
That. Yeah. And the internet was starting to come up. We had AOL back then. But
yeah.
he just played
but he was ahead of everything.
Right? Yeah. And it's amazing. And if he was still alive, he'd be world champion.
Oh yeah.
He would be like
he's a legend, man.
His personality, the way he talked was just
I feel like his that whole thing, we wouldn't have guys like Kenny Omega or Dean Ambrose or
no, that's all derivatives.
Yeah, they're all Pillman sons.
Jillian, I have a best of Brian Pillman. I can let you borrow that, and I'm sure you'll watch that. It's like 3 hours of Brian Pillman.
There you all go. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it'll change your life.
Really?
Yes.
There's a thing he does on, there's this other organization back in the day that really changed and shaped everyone's life.
Yes.
It's called ECW.
Yeah.
ECW. It was called Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Okay.
And their angle was, screw WCW and WWF. We're just going to do our own thing, and it's going to be a lot of swearing, a lot of over-the-top violence, a lot of just stuff that we're all in on the joke. All of us fans that are like hardcore fans, we're in it on the joke with you. We know this is all, they're all clowns over there.
Yeah.
We're going to do something and do something different. Well, Brian Pillman joined them for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he did segments where he tried to urinate in the ring.
Oh.
Where he literally said, I'm going to take my pants off. And he did that. And he didn't. But like stuff like that, he grabbed a baby, and he tried to kidnap a baby. There was a woman in the crowd with a baby.
Yeah. Oh
it was a plant. It was not real.
Okay.
But it made it to be real.
Okay.
And he grabs the baby, and he just, Pillman, that's a baby. What are you doing with the baby? He's like, you don't know, right? And then he films himself in the house wrestling a big pencil,
a giant pencil.
He's wrestling a giant pencil, and his statement he was making there was, the booker is not going to control me. The booker means the guy who writes the scripts.
Uh-huh.
So he's like booker man. Gotcha.
And they would call, sometimes they would call the guy with the pencil.
The guy with the pencil. So he's wrestling the guy with the pencil because you're not going to control me. I'm going to beat you, booker man.
Interesting.
So it's like this weird ideas that was just like ahead of its time.
Uh-huh.
This is going on like 1995, 96.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's culmination. Okay. Yet again, more.
See, and that is
information.
That at that time, he's like going really inside and telling us, like, hey, you know, we know what's going on.
Right.
But at that time, like everybody else on TV is still trying to convince you that like, everything's real.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Interesting.
So, if you really delve into professional wrestling, there's a lot of layers.
Yeah, man. You're going to see how just everything is pro
wrestling. It's not just like, you know, what you see stereotypically on TV of guys in tights.
Yeah.
It's not. The stories are really what? The personalities, stories.
Yeah, man. Like, one day, I'll tell you all about how Donald Trump winning the presidency is right out of the pro wrestling handbook.
Yep.
Exactly. Really?
Totally. Oh, yeah. Completely.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
But then we have the NFL to blame for Trump being president.
See?
If Donald Trump was going to be the Bills owner, he wouldn't be the president. So just saying.
And the Yeah.
NFL screwed it up.
It would be Josh Allen's problem.
It would have been, wow. Can you imagine that? Trump and Josh Allen in the same room. He'd be cut like week two.
Yeah.
So so as we're going well over time.
Well over. Sorry, guys.
Qualify, you going to be at a Cool Keith? We got that. Is that coming up this Thursday? Is that a Just Bone production?
I think it is.
Yeah.
You know what? I was trying to slide through. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. It's, you know, weeknights. Now I'm old.
Welcome to the party.
Right? Look, I'm a guy. The weeknights, I'm sitting at home watching pro wrestling.
I tell you what.
well, thank you.
Right? What's upcoming projects you got? What's in the future here?
Let's see. Well, we're gonna announce it officially on November 1st.
Okay.
But shout out to my man No Can Do. We're gonna be a factory. Gonna be bringing him down here December 8th.
Hey, all right.
So that should be
very good.
And then we're gonna be starting a new thing on the factory page. It's gonna be called Factory Sessions. So it's kind of like the Tiny Desk concerts. We're gonna just be showing a spotlight on the local scene, letting some acts come through and perform.
Okay. That's great.
And you know, stay tuned, man, because I might possibly be dropping a little EP before the year's
over. There we go. All right.
Who knows? About time. Who knows?
Very good.
There we go. Right. Yeah.
And any parting words, Jaylene? Any parting questions for Qualify?
Yeah.
No, it was very extensive.
Really?
Yeah, right. All kinds of stuff.
Actually, really gonna take a serious delve into the wrestling. So.
Tonight, starting tonight. Get ready.
All
right. Watch Nitro Volume 1, Episode 1. Right there. Get ready.
Next week, she's gonna be over here with the NWO T-shirt.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
That's how we're doing it.
No, but thank you for coming on the show. No, I really man. Learned a lot, you know?
Thank
great
both
stuff,
you guys
man.
For having
I tell you
me.
What,
yeah,
to finally
great,
meet in
yeah.
person.
Yeah, right.
Be social 2018, people. All you guys hiding.
Look at us now.
Scared?
We're buds.
All right. Let me tell you something.
He's Houston Rocket fans over here.
That kind of helps. But bottom line is this. It's a good man. Be right. social 2018. None of this hiding around.
Don't be boring. Look at all those things. Wrestling,
and look
basketball.
At this. And then we're friends now out here sharing a
education.
Drink.
Right?
Look at that.
Yeah, it took you guys 3 hours to finish, but that's fine.
But we did it.
It's fine. It's okay. It's
but
fine.
We did it.
Right. Exactly. So. Any parting words, Qualify?
You know, man, I would just like to leave you guys with a quote from Abe Lincoln. Not really Abe Lincoln, but... Abe Lincoln from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Okay.
And that's
great. Better than Space Jam 2.
Be excellent to each other.
Yes.
And party on, dudes.
I tell you what.
Like
you know
that.
What? We gotta, you know, Jalen, I was gonna tell you, we should end the show with like a reflections thing. Like, what did we learn from today? And I think that really sums it up. I mean,
yeah.
I think so.
We're gonna do that. And that is really would be the parting line, I think. Be well. Everybody's all pissed off. Everybody's all angry.
Yeah.
Everybody's all just, we got to just go back to the bare bones.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
Just being excellent to each other.
Exactly. Final question, NWO or the Bullet Club?
Ooh, that is tough. Shucks, man. I'm just going to, you know what? I got to give it to the NWO, man. I got to go old school. I got to go with the originators. That's the true MC in me that has to give a nod to the old school because they did it first. But Bullet Club took it to like a whole different place, and I feel like they opened up new doors with this whole with the way that they engage on social media and stuff. But
well, as opposed to the NWO not having
social media.
Media,
true,
you know. But then, like, quite frankly, does this beat anything really?
You know what it is.
As we end our show, there ain't nothing better than this. Okay,
you know what it is.
Soundtrack to your favorite adult movie, right here.
You dig?
So, we even get to that with Jaylene. These guys.
Yo.
Oh, Lord. We'll leave it at that. We're going to be here at 2 in the morning. Shout out. Can't forget. Shout out to our sponsors. Earl Kai McKee.
Yes.
Going to be Earl Kakako coming up. We got Square Barrels with their new hip-hop cocktail menu.
Oh.
I haven't seen it yet. I don't even know what that means. Maybe Logic's got a song. I don't know.
I'm going to go pull up and see what that's about.
I'm going to probably check that out tomorrow. Hopefully I'm going to pull this up, upload this on Thursday. I'm just going to let this run. How about it?
Yeah, just do it.
Right, Jen, you can groove to this, right?
Yeah.
You got to hit him with one of these real quick.
Right there.
Too sweet.
Yes. You know what? Oh, yes. God.
She's down now.
Jaylene, Google that
she's
later.
She's been indoctrinated.
All
right.
Google all of this later. Shout out to... What we got?
Honolulu Club.
Honolulu Club. Yeah. 7th floor, Honolulu.
Who else?
It's not on 7th floor. Shout out. We got cookies. Cookies from Takai & Company.
Shout out to cookies.
Cookies are going on right now. The smells of cookies. I don't even know. What is this? Chocolate? What was this? Chocolate peanut butter? What kind of... Okay.
Yeah.
We got that. We forget anybody? I don't know. Cavi the Cow. It's got the Wu-Tang art show. Wu-Tang. Nobody knows who Wu-Tang is probably.
Wow, that's
but I don't
crazy.
Know. Just go. Everybody go.
Shout out to the MVP, James Harden.
Let's shout out James Harden. Let's shout out PJ Tucker.
Yes,
let's
that's my guy.
Let's shout out Clint Capella.
Hey, what's up?
Let's shout out... Not Michael Carter Williams.
No. Not him.
Let's shout out Gerald Green.
That's my dog. I'm even going to give a little shout out to James Ennis, just because.
You know what? Let me tell you something about James Ennis. James Ennis is going to be...
He's going to be good.
He's injured right now.
He's going to be good.
He's going to be good.
He's going to be
good. He's got that arm sleeve. Whenever you got a guy with an arm sleeve, they got a shot.
You know what I mean?
They got a shot. They, controlled threes from the corner.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't let just anybody have an arm sleeve.
Correct.
MC Dub ain't out here rocking arm sleeves.
He can get out of here. He can get out of here. MCW is DOA, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what I mean? FOH, right. Bro.
If I had the sirens, I'd put them on right now. We out of here this week. Good night. Yeah. That's it. We out.
Peace.
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, scheduled to meet Eddie Guerrero. Guerrero, a guy who's made a big impression on the fans here in WCW, but... Pillman doing there?
Well, he's one of the four horsemen. I don't know where Anderson is or Chris Benoit, the Canadian crippler, but Flair obviously has something to say, and he's going to say it.
Hey. Apparently, somewhere in the wrestling world has made a big mistake made. They actually thought that I was going to come out here and wrestle you tonight, brother. You know that's a mistake.
That's an
I'm
insult.
The Nature Boy.
That's
and I'm
an
focused.
Insult.
Woo!
Oh.
And I'm so
this is a coward's way out.
On the Stinger that I have decided to let the great flying Brian Pillman have the honors of pounding you through the mat. Double A and Benoit, as we speak, are gassing up the jet. The Hooter girls are ready to go. Fly Brad, you take care of my light work. I'll hold the jet, brother. Knock him dead. Woo!
Woo! That is an insult, not only to Eddie Guerrero, but to the fans.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.